tonight in the WBFO WNED studios. The candidates for Erie County Executive will be debating the issues. A panel of journalists will be asking the questions. One of those journalists is Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy, and he joins us in studio this morning. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Bob. First, before we get into tonight's debate, we've got to talk about yesterday's development between Ray Walter and Mark Poloncarz. It's interesting, you and I had a conversation yesterday before all of that emerged, and you were kind of characterized, I think, the debate or the race up to that point as kind of being quiet. It got a little louder yesterday.
And the lead and the story in the news today that Sandy Tan and I have is about how it was a sleepy race before, and it is all of a sudden yesterday was anything but sleepy. It awoke very much when Assemblyman Ray Walter, the Republican candidate, raised some serious questions about whether or not the county executive was hiding a attorney general's investigation into a Department of Public Works facility, whether there had been some kind of improprieties there. He also strongly hinted that Attorney General Schneiderman was sitting on this to help his Democratic or to help his Democratic incumbent candidate in Erie County. So all of this blew up yesterday and became a very big story.
But okay, it's a big story. But at the end of the day, though, yeah, what is there much to be
well,
to be taken from this?
Real questions about that, because at the end of the day, the Attorney General's office, in a rare public acknowledgement of an investigation, indicated that they had looked at this almost 2 years ago and concluded there was no wrongdoing. There was no basis for any further investigation. So the Assemblyman's contention throughout this was that there's an ongoing investigation that was being covered up, and that wasn't true.
Okay. All right, so that's simple enough in that regard, and we'll leave the specifics for that for another day, perhaps. But let's get maybe into tonight's debate then.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned, Ray Walter and Mark Poloncarz battling it out tonight. You'll be on the panel,
yes,
asking the question, so you know what you want to ask. But what do you think they, the candidates, will try to portray tonight?
Well, I think certainly you will hear the county executive, Mark Poloncarz, indicate that he's run a quote-unquote scandal-free administration, despite what the latest claims. He'll talk about the way he handled the snowstorm. He'll talk about good financial management. And I think Ray Walter will come after him with a lot of questions about why we're not doing better in economic development. And I think that one of Ray Walter's main contentions is that Mark Poloncarz claims credit for everything. Mm. And that I'm sure we're going to hear that, especially when he's going to say a lot of the good things that are happening in Buffalo as a result of the state's Buffalo Billion program. And so I think you're going to hear a lot of things like that. I think it's going to be a good debate because we've got a lot of good questions, and this really isn't a sleepy race when you think about it, because there's a lot of good things to talk about, and I can guarantee that anybody who is watching or listening tonight will hear some good questions.
Okay, and then finally, looking back to not too distant history, of course, Erie County is heavily Democratic, but Republicans have had notable success in achieving the Erie County Executive's Office. Of course, Joel Giamber beating an incumbent, and Dennis Gorski, Chris Collins beat Jim Kane a few years back as well. Are any of those lessons here, are they present right now that we could take from those past races that we could bring forward to this particular race?
You know, the only one I could make a comparison to is Mark Poloncarz right now compared to the only other Democratic county executive we've ever had. That's Dennis Gorski. Dennis Gorski had three terms, and things were going pretty well. There was always some lively competition against him when he ran for reelection, but it turned out that things were smoothly running, and that was his argument always at campaign time. It's pretty much the same one that Mark Poloncarz has in front of him. And so Ray Walter has a tough job to overcome here, but he's a good candidate in a lot of ways, and he's got a lot of experience serving in the Assembly. So that's why I say tonight will be a good face-off between the two of them. But that's the analogy I would make back to Dennis Gorski.
Bob McCarthy, we look forward to talking to you on Wednesdays throughout the election season, and also looking forward to seeing you tonight on the debate.
I look forward to it, too. Thanks, Jay.